Yerushalmi Master Sheni corresponding to Bavli Bechayois Daf Mem Aleph, Vigin Yerushalmi and Daf Yudel of the Mabes and the Mishnah. Ein loikim truma bekethev maaseh b'vnei shu mamayet b'achi losei b'vashim maaseh. The Mishnah says one may not buy truma with Master Sheni money since he's reducing its ability to be eaten, as only Kahanim may eat truma. Rav permits it. Amalehen Rav Shimon, in the Kel, b'zivchei shlamim shu mabiyan l'dei pego v'noise v'tomei l'neka v'truma. Rav Shimon said to the Chachamim, if it's permitted to buy an animal for use as a shlamim offering, even though it could bring it to the prohibitions of pigul, noise and tomei, should we not be lenient with truma? Amalei malei Kel, b'zivchei shlamim shekim utam l'zoim. Neka v'truma shiyasu l'zoim. The Chacham responds, although we can be lenient with kochim because they're permitted to non-kohanim, how can we be lenient with truma since it's permitted to non-kohanim? And the Gemara says, Tani shlo yovel idei psul. The Gemara brings a baisa, an additional reason to prohibit buying truma is that it might become disqualified and permitted to eat. Mal idei psul. Gemara asks, how might it become disqualified? And Rav Yonah shenisa betul yom. Ba'ichlai enat yachol shutamei dvar teira. Rav Yonah answers that with a tful yom that disqualifies truma but not maaseh sheni. It can't be eaten because on a Torah level it's truma tameya, and it can't be redeemed because on a Torah level concerning maaseh sheni a tful yom doesn't disqualify it from being eaten. Ma'am and ma'at b'achil osay truma asur lazoim maaseh sheni mutar lazoim truma asura b'tful yom maaseh sheni mutar b'tful yom. The Mishnah taught that one may not buy truma with maaseh sheni money since it's reducing its ability to be eaten. What does this mean? Truma is prohibited to non-kohanim, but maaseh sheni is permitted. Truma is prohibited to tful yom, but maaseh sheni is permitted. Ukshem shu mamayet v'achilasa, kachu mamayet v'achilasa, truma muteres la'oinen, maaseh sheni osa la'oinen, truma eina ta'onet mechitza, maaseh sheni ta'on mechitza. The Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah discuss only the maaseh sheni's reduction in the ability to be eaten? Just as he reduces the maaseh sheni's ability to be eaten, so too he reduces the truma's ability to be eaten, as truma is permitted to an oinen, which is a person who is prior to or on the day of burial of a close relative, but maaseh sheni is prohibited. Furthermore, truma need not be eaten in a specific place, but maaseh sheni must be eaten in Yerushalayim. Ashkach tani mepnei shu mamayet v'achilosei v'achilosa. In fact, there's a brisa that teaches that buying truma with maaseh sheni reduces both the maaseh sheni's and the truma's ability to be eaten. Tani ein loichem shviyas mikesef maaseh sheni. The Baisa says one may not buy shviyas produce with maaseh sheni money. And Rav Yosi b'machlekes. Rav Yosi says this depends on the disagreement in our Mishnah between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim over buying truma with maaseh sheni. And Rav Yonah d'Rei Akolhi oichet truma zuizen he. Rav Yonah says, and he disagrees, no, both agree here. Rav Shimon was only lenient with truma because those who eat truma are careful that it won't become disqualified. He says, Rav Chunya koime. The Gemara asks the question, Rav Chunya says to Rav Manna, quoting from a Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim, if the Pesach offering became mixed with Bechayros, which are firstborn offerings, Rav Shimon says that if the Pesach offering belongs to a group of Kahanim, they should eat it as they're permitted to eat Bechayros. And a Braita teaches that they should eat according to the stricter of the two, means the Pesach offering that may only be eaten until midnight of the first night of Pesach, and only by those registered on it. And this shows that Rav Shimon permits even when its time is reduced and it's closer to become disqualified. And this is a question against Rav Yonah. Amalei oichle psachim b'shar tom zuizim heim ko oichle truma. But Rav Manna answered Rav Chunya, those who eat the Pesach offering in its time are careful like those who eat truma. Tei lechashu kein de taninan ein soilim basa b'sala beitza ala kedesh yotzulim b'rojim. And this is a proof from Mishnah Maseches Shabbos. It says that one may only roast meat, onion, and egg before Shabbos if they will be semi-roasted before Shabbos. If not, there's a concern that a person might stoke the coals on Shabbos to advance the roasting. And the next Mishnah there says, though, that one may lower the Pesach offering into the oven immediately before Shabbos. And the permission here shows that people who prepare the Pesach offering are careful and will remind each other not to stoke the coals.